Okay. There is one lovely memory that I have in particular of Shidro.
Yes.
And I remember when I was staying there that I was sleeping with my baby son in the daughter's bedroom.
Manushid's bedroom.
Manushid's bedroom. So this meant, I'm pretty sure, that she had to move in with her two brothers. And I remember one evening that seeing Shidro go into their room, and she was kissing them all goodnight. They were all sound asleep. And when she came out, she said, "I kiss them when they're asleep." She said, "I don't want them to know how much I love them." And that is something that I've always remembered. And, you know, as a parent, as a mother, that's, you never really want your children to know quite how much you love them, because it's just the way we are. We understand when we're parents ourselves.
Yes.
And then, of course, she would take me to meet lots of her family.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her mother and father, but not very well. And I remember her sister Shidme in particular, because of their house that was all in black and white, and it was something that surprised me. And I've only ever seen it once since then, which was with another Persian family in England, and they also had everything in black and white. so that took me back to the days when I met Shidme. And then later on, she and her husband just turned up at our house in England, which was an incredibly lovely surprise. My real connection, of course, was Shidro. She was the hostess. And I remember because I was staying there nearly 4 weeks, and mm-hmm. when I did leave, and she would take me all around Tehran, and, you know, she'd point out the Shah's palace and things like that. And there was one occasion that we went to a bank, I think, and stood looking down at the Sea of Charles. Actually, having said that, I think it was somebody else that took me there. But certainly, Shidro, you know, she was a wonderful host.
Yes.
And when I left, because I got a cable from Ron, my husband, who was then just finishing the work in Haifa that he was doing, or coming to an end, and the House of Justice gave me permission to join him for 9 days.
Pilgrimage.
So,
wonderful.
Yes. Well, it wasn't really a pilgrimage, it was just being there.
Mm-hmm.
So I left on the 12th of May, and Shidro took me and Simon to the airport, and she was crying when we left. I mean, we were both crying, because we had felt, you know, very close in that few weeks that we'd been together. And just being there was so nice, because one, it was Iran, which of course for me was a holy land, really. And we had been pioneers for 2.5 years in the Solomon Islands, and we'd had a very, very, very difficult time there. So it was good to be back in Baha'i company, and just to be with Persian Baha'is. It was a very special time.
Wonderful.
And I didn't know for a long time about what had happened to her.
Mm.
In 1976, we pioneered again, this time to Kathmandu in Nepal. And we were there for almost 9 years. Now, one of the counselors for Nepal at that time was Mr. Afshin.
Uh-huh.
He came from India, and he used to visit us quite regularly.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it was during the 1980s that so many of these martyrdoms were taking place in Iran. And on the occasion when Mr. Afshin was visiting, we were talking about the martyrs, and then we were talking about Persian believers in general, and I was telling him that I'd spent a few weeks in Tehran a few years before, and he said, "Where did you stay?" And so I told him that I was staying with the Baghar family, and he said, did you know that Shidro had been martyred? And of course, it was a tremendous shock to me. And I don't think that was probably until 1983 or 84, so it was a long time afterwards. We were quite, in a way, the Baha'is were quite isolated in Kathmandu, and somehow the names hadn't come through.
Yes.
And so that's what happened.
The only thing I'd like to add to everything that you have said, especially doing these interviews with everybody on Shidrochtran, I have come to see and hear how many lives she actually touched while on this plane, on this earth. And the thought that comes to me is how many more lives she can actually now touch from the realm above, from the Abha kingdom, from the conquerors on high. I think that very genuinely she has been touching my life more so now than when she was with us on this plane. Shidrochtran.
Yes, well, she had a very warm attractive personality.
Yes. She pampered everybody with love, everybody.
Yes, yes.
And I feel that more so now, somehow I feel a very strong spiritual connection.
I'm sure that's true. I think it's something that often we don't think about. You know, when somebody's passed on, so often they've gone, and we forget that they can. We can still let them into our lives and be connected.
Emotional for me. Every time.
Well, I'm glad I'm the one English participant. It makes me very happy. And
yes, you're unique in that sense.
Very yes, I'm very English in my.
Wonderful.
Personality, so I'm very happy to be this contributor. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
The privilege of letting me into your family life.
All the country, we thank you, and you very much are a part of our family.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.